This is Jay Sekulow. The president says he'll veto the bill on stem cell. The override could be as close as one vote.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Yes, everyone, we're taking your phone calls from around the country. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Folks, we are in a fight for freedom, the freedom of the life for the unborn child, and here the human embryo, and we've got a battle brewing in Washington. The debate is actually underway right now. In fact, let's go to Senator Spector, who's, by the way, on the other side of this issue, but I want to let you know how live this controversy is. Let's go to this for a few seconds.
Some 10 lines to fill out. Wages, personal allowance, number of dependents, mortgage, interest deduction.
I think he's just gone. He must have gone to another item right now, but we'll go back to that in a minute. We're monitoring C-SPAN right now. The issue here, folks, that we're talking about, of course, is this bill that's proposed in the Senate. There's two competing bills. One is to actually authorize the destruction of the human embryo by having federal funding made available for what's called stem cell research on human embryos, distinct from adult stem cells, which do not require the destruction of anything. But here, we're talking about the destruction of human life. Here's the question that I asked yesterday, and we heard from thousands of you, which we appreciate very much. Do you think that the life of the human embryo should be protected here? 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls from around the country. The debate in the floor of the United States Senate right now. Let's get an update from Drew Ryan in Washington because things are looking very close there.
Well, that's right, Jay, and the debate just started. In fact, you were on Arlen Specter. Previous to him, Senator Tom Harkin, who is leading the charge for the Democrats on S-5, was speaking on the Senate floor. What we have at stake is this. S-5 is the bill that will allow research on human embryos and the taxpayer funding. That's what's at stake right here, right now, Jay, is taxpayer funding for research on human embryos. Then later in the day, going into tomorrow, S-30, which is the Republican alternative, will be debated, and that debate will be led by both Mitch McConnell, the minority leader on the Republican side, and Sam Brownback, but also Dr. Tom Coburn, who is just fantastic on this issue, the senator out of Oklahoma. We have a real debate going on here, and what the problem is, Jay, is S-5 right now, from all my sources on the Hill, S-5 has 65 votes already locked up for it.
Yeah, and I want to take it to the next issue and run this to Jordan. That is, the president has said, and I've been working on getting information verifying this, the president has said that he will veto this bill. Now, the question is, will the Senate then override the veto? And Jordan, that looks like it's going to be very, very, very close.
It looks right now from Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's office that it will be very close. That was the statement that they're only one or two votes shy of being able to override the president's veto in the Senate. Now, Dad, that would be 66 votes this time around because Senator Johnson from South Dakota is not present. So the typical 67 out of 100 number goes down to 66. That would be the two-thirds majority needed. And the Democratic Majority Leader Harry Reid saying only one or two votes shy of being able to override the president's veto.
Folks, this could not be any closer. I mean, the impact of this is going to be significant. This is taking our taxpayer dollars and yours and using them for human experimentation on these embryos. It's unbelievable that this is going to pass the Senate, but because there's Republican and Democratic support, the president has said he will veto. But in order for that veto to be able to withstand an override, we're talking about one vote here. Here's what we need to do as we go to the break. First of all, if you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your call on this and a variety of other topics. But also, you go to your phones right now. We heard from literally yesterday, almost 2,000 people contacted us, which is great because we're trying to get up to 50,000 for Drew and for our government affairs team to have the kind of numbers because we're talking about one vote, folks, can make the difference of whether this veto, if it happens, can withstand an override. So we're talking a very, very small margin. 877-989-2255, joining the Committee to Protect Life. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. But you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255.
There's a troubling development underway on Capitol Hill, a legislative push taking a frontal assault against human life. In just a matter of days, a vote is expected on legislation in the Senate that would clear the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. That's simply unacceptable, a devaluing of human life. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging you to say no to legislation that gives a green light to experimenting with stem cells taken from human embryos. The time to act is now. A vote just days away. Stand with the ACLJ on this critical issue of life. Sign on today to the petition to protect human life. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online at aclj.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God, to live a free life.
I wanted to mention that just this morning, my daughter wrote a letter and we emailed it off to the Senate, and she said, "Dear Senators, please don't kill the snowflakes. We're kids and we want to grow up."
Hey, those are the words of Marlene Sturt. She was on the broadcast yesterday, and her daughter is what's called a snowflake baby, and that is a child that came from a frozen embryo that she then carried to term. So you see what we're dealing with here, folks. I mean, the what is at stake is so significant for the sanctity of human life and for the protection of human life. It is really very, very significant. Here's what we need you to do again. We're talking about this on the broadcast today, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. We're getting a lot of calls on this. But also, we need you to add your name to the petition to protect life, because, folks, we're talking about one vote in the United States Senate, 17 votes in the United States House is the differential of this becoming and being confirmed. Now, Johnny Isaacson from Georgia is coming up, who sponsored the alternative legislation, which we actually like, which allows for funding, federal funding for the adult stem cells. But if you want to add your name to this petition to protect life, we encourage you to do so right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name today to protect life. Let's go to the floor of the Senate and see what Senator Isaacson is now talking about.
John Kirstner and Chris Carl, my staff, for their invaluable work. To an intern, a distinguished scholar from the University of Georgia named Nick Shimone, who introduced me to a man for whom I have greatest admiration, Dr. Stephen Stice, an eminent scholar and eminent stem cell researcher at the University of Georgia. I've introduced, in concert with Senator Coleman, S-30. S-30 has been referred to by the senator from Ohio as containing theories, and I know he's getting ready to leave, but I want him to hear one part before he leaves.
Iowa.
I'm deeply apologize. His man just won the Masters in Augusta yesterday. I must remember that. This bill is not about a theory when it comes to naturally dead embryos. Five of the existing 21 lines funded by NIH, grandfathered under the President's directive in August 2001, were derived and are active today, and they were derived from dead naturally dead embryos.
See, the differential of what they're talking about right now is that the existing legislation, that what's in place now, allows for what's called existing stem lines that are already there. What the Democrats and a number of Republicans are trying to do as well is to remove that limitation on the existing and create the human embryo for the purposes of destruction, so they'd be able to destroy human embryos. What Senator Isaacson has proposed is a different bill, a bill that would say, adult stem cell, which has showed the most promise here, is what should be instituted. But unfortunately, we are fighting right now for the for the life of these human embryos, because they will become subject to experimentation. It's pure and simple. It's outrageous. It's wrong. It's repulsive. But we're talking about a one-vote issue at the United States Senate. And Jordan and Drew's just saying now a 16 or 17 vote in the House. So the overriding of a veto, the president says he will issue a veto here, is going to be very, very, very close.
Yeah, here's the thing. We've got multiple fights going on here. Of course, looks like this would pass the Senate, the embryonic stem cell research bill. Then it'll have to go back to the House. The president could veto it, go back to the House because it's a little bit different. They then vote on it. But it looks like that there'll also be another fight after the veto, because in the Senate, you're just one or two votes shy. That's what Majority Leader Harry Reid is saying, from being able to override the veto. And of course, in the House, you've got a very close margin too. 18, 20, at most 25 or 30 people needed to override this veto. And a lot of people in the House and both the Senate, a lot of these members are pretty wishy-washy on this issue. So they may vote against it the first time, but they may still vote to override the veto.
Yeah, here's what I want. I want to play. This is, we had this interview yesterday with Marlene Sturge. She, her daughter was the product of from a frozen embryo. This is the first, our first soundbite. This is number one, Marlene Sturge. This is why we need to react, folks. This is what's at stake.
We actually adopted our daughter as a frozen embryo, and I was actually able to carry her and give birth to her. So these are called snowflake children because, just like a snowflake, they are each unique, frozen, and never again to be recreated. She is 8 years old right now, and through this one adoption program alone, there's been 137 children born, and about 16 are due.
So, folks, listen, we couldn't say it any better. This is the reality, and they're trying to destroy these embryos. That's going to be the product of this, which is just, it's not only voodoo science, it's outrageous and the degrading of human life. So we need you to go to your phones, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, fighting for life here, and that our taxpayer dollars are not used to destroy human embryos. So again, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. If you want to talk to us on air, it's 800-684-3110. Let's go right to the phones.
Dean's calling from Florida on line 3. Dean, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dean.
Hi, Jay. I just wanted to know, what do you think, or what do you feel is the contribution for this override on the veto? What do you think is generating this kind of movement? Because I thought we had kind of won this battle, and I'm really concerned because, and of course I know the big Democratic push for everything, but what do you feel is...
Well, it's not just Democrats here, Dean. There are a number of Republicans that have lined up in the Senate and in the House that are supporting this legislation, which would allow for the federal funding of the destruction of human embryos and for stem cell research. And the scary part of this is we did win in the sense that the president put forward in 2001 an initiative, and we were able to keep it at bay, and they've not gone forward with trying to get the adult stem cell, but things have changed in the House and Senate. And Drew, you're saying the House is close as well, and this is the politics. Look, folks, the same groups that are supporting abortion on demand and partial birth abortion, they're the same groups that want this as well.
Let's go right back to the phones. Julie's calling from Colorado on line 4. Julie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Julie.
Hi. Thank you. It's beautiful here in Colorado Springs. You got to see it.
All right, great.
I have a couple of questions for you, Jay. First of all, couldn't they get the same results out of babies that have been born from the cord blood? And secondly, won't this legislation encourage more abortions?
Well, it's going to. I'll tell you what it's going to encourage. It's going to encourage the creation of human embryos for the purposes of destroying them. And Drew, you know, why is that? And I'm going to ask this to Drew Ryan, and then I'll do your follow-up question, which actually Jordan's done a pretty fair amount of research and checking on, and that is the whole issue of the fact is that the medical community is saying that the real benefit is the adult stem cells and the umbilical cord stem cell. That's where you've seen people have actually had cures. There's been no cures from the embryonic stem cells here. But she brings up a great question, Julian. Why, you know, and the Julie brings up, Drew, and that is the lack of enthusiasm in the House and the Senate on our side in this is pretty clear. I know we've got Johnny Isaacson and Senator Brownback and some others, but it's going to be a very difficult challenge here.
Without a doubt, Jay. And, you know, I think part of the confusion is it's undefined. I mean, people have not explained this in a sense sufficiently. I mean, you have S-30, what Johnny Isaacson is debating right now on the Senate floor, It's proven science that adult stem cells, umbilical cords, placenta, those types of stem cells work. 70 to 80 proven cures drawn from them. Yet S5, their proponents, Tom Harkin and others, are running around promising the world. They're promising all these cures from embryonic stem cell research with no proven science behind it. I got to tell you, part of the push behind this, Jay, is the money, the taxpayer funding that the embryonic stem cell
crowd is looking for. Oh, this will be multiple hundreds and millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars spent on this. I mean, this is a big business, but they're going to destroy human embryos in the first place. Jordan, you've looked into the issue of what you call the therapeutic responses to the stem cell research, where it's been helpful, and it's only been the adult stem cell and the umbilical cord stem cells.
That's right. The adult stem cell has shown some promise, and it has worked in some situations, but yet no study, no use of embryonic stem cells has led to any medical advancements at this time. In all of the states that already fund research, in other countries that fund this research, the embryonic stem cells have not led to any kind of medical advances, but the adult stem cells have, and that is why Senator Isaacson's bill is asking for more funding and more support of adult stem cell research, which obviously has been the type of research that has led to more medical advances.
Yeah, let's try to get one more call before the break here, folks. But we're right now on the Senate floor. It's going on. The debate is going on. And this is the debate here on what's going to happen on this human embryo destruction with stem cells. So a lot going on. Let's go to get one more call.
Chris is calling from Mississippi on line one. Chris, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hey, Chris.
We're gonna have to go back to Chris because that is a really rough connection. Let's try to go to Maria online too.
Maria, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Yes, my name's Maria, and I'm actually calling from Washington State. And I also am a snowflake mother. I have a child that was adopted as a frozen embryo, and she's now 3 years old.
Well, you know, we're thrilled to hear that, and I can't tell you how much we appreciate you calling in. And this puts a real heart and face to this and shows that what we're talking about is the destruction of a human embryo because your daughter was originated as a frozen embryo and now is your three-year-old daughter. Folks, this is what we're talking about. Maria, we're getting ready to take a break. I want you to hang on the line, though. I want to talk to you a little bit more after the break, so you hang on the line here. Folks, this is exactly the reason why we have to fight for this. We're talking about human beings are created out of these human embryos, and we're talking about the federal funding with our taxpayer dollars destroying these embryos. That's what's at stake here. Jordan's going to give you the numbers to call. Add your name to this petition to protect life today. It is critical.
All you've got to do is call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 so that you can take a stand for life and we're able to fight for you and make sure this veto stands. Again, 877-989-2255. 2255. You can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign up online.
The best way to stand with the nation of Israel is to stand in Israel. That's why the American Center for Law and Justice is organizing a very unique 10-day trip to Israel this summer with Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We've never done this before. We are very excited about that. I'm going, Jordan's going, my wife Pam's going. I mean, this is going to be the trip of a lifetime.
Visit the historic and holy sites in Israel. You'll also meet top government leaders and military experts. Travel to Israel with the ACLJ June 21st through July 1st, a trip you'll never forget.
It's a time to be there because it's important, but it's also fun to be there.
The cost, $33.95. That includes airfare from New York to Tel Aviv, your hotels, and all meals. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel this summer, June 21st through July 1st. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at aclj.org. Make your reservation now. There's a troubling development underway on Capitol Hill, a legislative push taking a frontal assault against human life. In just a matter of days, a vote is expected on legislation in the Senate that would clear the way for the federal government using your tax dollars to conduct research on stem cells taken from human embryos. That's simply unacceptable, a devaluing of human life. The American Center for Law and Justice is urging you to say no to legislation that gives a green light to experimenting with stem cells taken from human embryos. The time to act is now. A vote just days away. Stand with the ACLJ on this critical issue of life. Sign on today to the petition to protect human life. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Children are the experts on this topic. It's not the scientists, it's not the doctors, because they are the very children that scientists would want to use as embryos.
Well, there you have it, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. We're talking about this Senate stem cell research bill that is going to be involving human embryos. That's the one that's up right now. And that's the one we're concerned about, obviously a significant issue there of what's going to happen. And that is, will taxpayer dollars be utilized to fund the destruction of human embryos? And we just had on the broadcast yesterday a mother of a what's called a snowflake child that are the product of frozen embryos. And this is a increasing development around the country. We need you to add your name of support on this, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Now, Maria called us from Washington State. She was on the broadcast right before the break. She's also the mother of a snowflake child. Tell us a little bit about the process, Maria, there, because people are not that familiar with this.
Well, my husband and I struggled with infertility and were unable to have children on our own. And he heard a radio interview with Dr. Dobson, who was talking to actually Marlene Sprague, who was the first snowflake mother, and we found out about it on the radio. And we
and Marlene, by the way, was on our program yesterday, so we had her on yesterday. But go ahead.
Yes. Anyway, so we learned about it through hearing her story, and then we went through the process and contacted the adoption agency that she went through. And actually, we were matched with a family on the East Coast. We live on the West Coast. And the embryos were two cells in the freezer for 4 years, and they were sent frozen FedEx from the East Coast to the West Coast to my doctor's office, transferred to my womb, and I gave birth to an absolutely beautiful baby girl.
Well, I got to tell you how much we appreciate, Maria, you calling in and you sharing your story on this, because this is exactly what we're fighting over. And again, I want to tell you how much we appreciate it. And if there's other families out there with snowflake children, we want to hear from you on this over the next days ahead, because it looks like it's going to require, it looks like this bill is going to pass the Senate, which is very, very much of a concern to us. But the president has said he will veto it. But the vote on the veto, the override, could be one vote. That's what we're talking about here, one vote. So this is going to be very, very close. So, folks, you go to your phones. I can't give you a better reason than standing up for the life of the human embryo than what Maria just gave you with her daughter, who's now three. That's what they're talking about destroying with federal funding, our taxpayer dollars being used to do the destruction. So you go to your phones at 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. The Senate and the House very closely divided on this. It's going to be one vote in the Senate, perhaps on the override, a 15 or 16 margin in the House. But as Drew Ryan said, that could evaporate in a matter of moments. So we need to be very cautious on this and be very aggressive. You need to stand for life at 877-989-2255. Have your voice heard on this.
Sean's calling from Louisiana on line one. Sean, welcome to JSecu Live.
Hi, Sean.
Hey, sir. How you doing? I just want to make a point. I know in discussing with many friends and also colleagues, a lot of individuals, they always concentrate on the proposed benefits and you know, how this will lead to possible cures of diseases. But as Christians, when we're charged by God and commanded by God to subdue creation, we're supposed to be stewards of that. And in doing so, and in doing that, and in pursuing creation and going through this medical, everything we do must be glorifying to God. And although the medical benefits might be nice from our view, again, the way we get there is not glorifying.
Well, I'm with you on that. Listen, let's say there are medical benefits in the stem cell, in the embryonic stem cell. Does that justify the destruction of a human embryo? It rings of Nazi-esque type of procedures. It's experimentation. It's a human embryo. Many of these human embryos are now living children, alive children that we just heard from Maria, who's got a three-year-old. We heard yesterday from Marlene, who has an eight-year-old, these snowflake children. This is really serious. And, folks, we got a real, real battle here. I mean, this is a real fight, and a fight that's going to be very significant for, I think, for a long period of time here, because there's going to be other attempts at this, but we've got to keep our eye on the first project. And the first project is we'd like to defeat this in the Senate. That doesn't look like that's going to happen. It's going to require a presidential veto. We're encouraging the president to do that. He said he will. I believe he will. But there's going to be an attempt at an override on this, Drew. We need to, and this is one of those times where there could actually be an override. So this is not just a threat. This is reality. Right, Drew?
Without a doubt, Jay. And not only that, it will come quickly because the Senate will more like than not either pass S5 tomorrow or Thursday morning. It will, from what I'm hearing from House leadership, they will pick it up probably next week, and then they will probably pass this, and with a veto-proof margin. Then the president will veto it. I mean, we're going to see something play out here in the next couple of weeks, and it's going to move very quickly. That's why we have to be very aware of what's going on, and having you, the listeners, calling into your members of Congress and letting them know where exactly you stand on this issue.
Yeah, it's very important to contact your members of the Senate, too. We'll have those numbers available, especially tomorrow as the vote gets closer. But right now, we need you to be on our petition because Drew's got to have the ammunition. We're at about 39,000 to 40,000. We want to be at 50,000 by tomorrow, so we've got a long way to go. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, adding your name to this petition to protect life. Also, by the way, we're sending out an email on this, so if you're on our email list at aclj.org, if you're not joined one, just sign up online at aclj.org. You can also sign the petition online at aclj.org. But you go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255.
Mike is calling from Maryland on line 2. Mike, welcome to JSecul Live.
Hi, Mike.
Let's go to Rachel. She's calling from California on line 3. Rachel, welcome to JSecul Live.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, I just want to make a comment on abortion. Many, many years ago, before I was saved, I had an abortion and I thought nothing of it. I did not go to my gynecologist. I went to the so-called Planned Parenthood. Guess what? They don't plan anything except planning an abortion. Well, it was like no big deal to me then and no big deal to them. But, you know, if I had known now what I knew then, I cry out to these women who go out and actually terminate their pregnancy because it is horrific. And I pray for my doctor, my gynecologist, who has innocent blood on his hands. I think it's absolutely disgusting. And I sign every single one of every petition because this abortion thing is out of hand and also the partial birth abortion's out of hand and also the stem cell.
Well, I think it's, I appreciate you calling in. It's all part of the same issue as far as we're concerned. I mean, that's how we view it. This is the same kind of issue. Now, interestingly, there's a decision pending before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit. The issue of disclosure, and that is a law requiring a disclosure by the abortionist to the woman that's having the abortion, from the doctor to the woman having the abortion. So it's a requirement on the abortionist to say exactly what's at stake, to basically inform consent and show what the risks are. That's a human embryo and human being, and also say that you could suffer as you're talking about, postpartum depression. That's before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit right now. We'll talk about that more later in the week, but that's a case that's there right now. But folks, as we're getting ready to close the broadcast out, let me get one last comment from Drew. Drew, we're at about 40,000 signatures so far. I know the goal here is to get to over 50,000. How important is it, and how close are we?
Well, I tell you what, Jay, when you get over 50,000 signatures, that catches people's attention. And what I'm doing is I'm going around to senior staff over here on the Senate side especially and saying, hey, we're having a lot of people show interest in this S5. You need to get your boss to vote against S5 in support of S30 and move from there. We need to hear from as many people as possible over these next 24 hours.
Yeah, and as from a standpoint of the overriding this veto, because I think a veto is going to be necessary here, Jordan, we're talking about one vote, one critical vote, so everybody's voice here makes a big difference.
That's right. Both sides of this is going to be so close, folks. You're talking about one vote to override the president's veto in the Senate, the necessary vote that the Democrats right now, Majority Leader Harry Reid, is working on. But also in the House, Dad, you've got a very close margin as well, and there could be an override of the veto in both the House and the Senate here.
Here's what we need you to do, folks. You're talking about razor-thin margins here. We got one vote, one vote will make a difference in the Senate, 15 or 16, which could evaporate overnight in the House of Representatives for an override if this bill passes. You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Say no. Join this petition. Say no to your taxpayer dollars going to fund experimentation on human embryos. 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with more tomorrow.